The disciples have a request for Jesus in today's gospel. They say, increase our faith. Perhaps we have had that request of God in our own lives. Increase my faith to fight this disease. Increase my faith to help my children. Increase my faith so that I can help my spouse, or to know that I will find the job that I need. Perhaps we've had that request of God in our relationship with Him. Increase my faith so that I feel your presence in my life. Increase my faith so that I can believe in you with all of my heart and soul. And Jesus responds to this request by speaking about the mustard seed. The mustard seed that is the tiniest of seeds, but blossoms into a very large tree. He says, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. I know in my own life, from time to time, I've asked the Lord to increase my faith. And when I hear this response about the mustard seed, I have to say it's not particularly comforting, because I don't know about you, but I don't think that I have the faith that could move a mulberry tree out of the ground and into the sea. But when we think about faith, we often are thinking about our own power. Do I have the power to move that mulberry tree? Or does God? Faith is a gift from God, and it is an invitation to trust in Him. In the sacrament of baptism, we have been given the theological virtue of faith. It's called theological because it comes from God. The prefix theo means divine. So in our baptisms, God has literally planted faith in our souls. Faith is His gift. It gives us the certainty that we are not on our own. So in those moments when we cry out to God, increase my faith, God responds and says, I already have. Because He has planted faith so deeply within us, it is our identity as Christians. So I know that my faith is weak, and I probably can't move that mulberry tree. But because I have faith, because God has given me that gift, I know that if He desires it, God can move that tree. I may call out to God to increase my faith to deal with any myriad of things that come into my life, but it is through faith I know that He will listen and that He will answer me in the way that is best for me. That's the point of the second part of the gospel, where the Lord speaks about the master and his servants. He says, when you have done all you have been commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do. The point is that the power is with God. We can do what we can do, but the rest is in His hands. So often when we think about faith, we think about what we have to do, as if God was lost and we have to find Him. But God has already come to us with a gift of faith. And it is through that faith that we know that He is there. So we might ask ourselves, how do we hold on to hope when times seem dark, when bad things happen to good people, and vice versa? The prophet Habakkuk, in the first reading today, was struggling to understand, to answer this question. He's struggling to understand God's goodness in the face of evil and injustice in the world. And The book of Habakkuk is a compilation of the prophet's laments, his crying out to God to answer these questions. He's looking at the world around him, and at that time, the Jewish people were being threatened by invasion from Babylon, so they were seeing this force coming upon them, and the prophet is lamenting to God. And so how does God answer Habakkuk? God speaks about the vision. He says, "For the vision still has time. It presses on to fulfillment. It will not disappoint. And if it delays, wait for it. It will not be late." God encourages the prophet and encourages each of us to trust in him, that in his timetable, nothing is ever late. It happens when it is precisely for our good. Yes, eventually the Jewish people would go off into captivity in Babylon. Their nation would be destroyed. But God's care never left them. And in God's time, he brings them back. He brings them back home to be a stronger nation. So God answers these questions that we have about what we do when things seem tough by giving us the theological virtue of hope. In baptism, we receive the gift of faith and we receive the gift of hope. And St. Paul says elsewhere in his letters that it is hope that differentiates us as Christians. That in the darkest moments, because we have hope, we can see the light of Christ. So God's holy word this weekend is an invitation to trust in him, to trust that he has given us the gift of faith and the gift of hope, and that even in the darkest times, he's always there. That faith and that hope are God's gifts, so much so that they form our identity as Christians. We can't separate them from our very being. When we cry out to God to increase our faith, he answers, "I'm with you." St. Paul, in the second reading today, is writing to Timothy, and he tells Timothy to stir into flame the gift that you have received through the imposition of my hands. So faith and hope are God's gift to us. But from time to time, we have to stir them up. We have to light them into flame. And we stir up the gift of faith and hope in many ways, but one in particular I would like to highlight, especially through prayer, speaking to God about our needs, perhaps using prayers that are familiar to us, but also speaking from the heart, as we would speak to a friend. Tomorrow evening, we're beginning our annual Rosary Congress. The Rosary Congress is a week of prayer. It's a week of adoration. It's a week dedicated to God and dedicating ourselves to stirring up the flame of faith and hope within us. It's a wonderful opportunity. There will be adoration of the Blessed Sacrament starting Monday evening and going continuously through next Sunday morning. The rosary will be prayed at the top of every hour. We'll have time for confession and special events in the evening. So I would encourage you to take this opportunity to speak to God, to pray, and to ask him to enliven that gift of faith and hope that are within us. Our faith may be the size of a mustard seed, and that's okay, because with just a little bit of watering, God can grow that seed. He can grow it into a wonderful flower to his glory.